So you hear me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how well I sleep. Well, now they have introduced what I consider the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, designed to keep you effortlessly comfortable for the best possible sleep. First, you choose your ideal firmness, like your regular Sleep Number, like the one I have. I love it. But the Sleep Number 360, it has responsive air technology. It also will gently warm your feet. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed can pre-warm each side of the bed, so it's just right for both of you. Your bed now probably doesn't do that. This sounds amazing. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s, and it's time that you meet the bed that does it all. Only at a Sleep Number store. Go in now, enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Sleepnumber.com to find one near you. And be sure to tell them you heard it here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right. Welcome to the show. Studio, good morning.
Morning.
All right, Luke Bryan will be in studio in a bit. Sometime this morning, a couple hours. But I do have his world premiere right now. It's been a long time since we had a Luke Bryan song. The world premiere here on Wednesday morning of brand new Luke Bryan to start the show called Light It Up on the Bobby Bones Show.
I go to sleep, I check it. In the middle of the night, I check it. I feel a buzz in my bed.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Will Stewart was waiting around. He was doing an interview to become a paramedic, and there were a bunch of other interns waiting around too. One of the guys started choking. He realized the problem was, sitting there for the interview, gives the guy the Heimlich, saves him, recovers, then goes in, does the interview, never mentions that this happens inside the interview.
What?
I know, right? That'd be the first thing I'd leave with. Like, by the way, I just saved someone's life. Let me get a job. And so he left and went back. One of the other people came after him and said, hey, do you know that guy just saved someone's life out here in the lobby? They said, we didn't know until after the fact. He's very humble about it. Did not mention it to us. They ended up giving him the job.
Wow.
But that's like double baller. You save somebody.
And you're humble.
And then you don't tell anybody.
Yeah. When it could pertain to you getting a job.
I know. So I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Washington, D.C. A lockdown on the White House was lifted after a suspicious package was found right outside the fence. The Secret Service cleared the package, said everything is A-OK. In Kansas City, Missouri, there's been dangerous flooding. There have been at least 160 water rescues. The rain has now moved out after almost 10 inches of rain in some places. And finally, tonight's Powerball jackpot is over $700 million, the second largest in U.S. history, so get your tickets now.
About an hour and a half from Luke Bryan being in studio, we world premiered that new song. I like what he did, though. He has an app, and he sent it out to his app, his fan club early.
Yeah.
Because I was up at like 3 this morning. I was like, hey, 2 hours away, and they're like, nope, we have the app. We already heard it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I like that. So that's happening. Also trending ESPN, they took Robert Lee off the Virginia football game because you know what happened in Charlottesville.
Right.
And it was about the Robert E. Lee statues. That's where it started. So they took Robert Lee off of the announcing. It is really ridiculous. The poor guy is just trying to work. And he has a very common name, Robert Lee. Yeah. So because it's like Robert E. Lee and it does...
Yeah.
Wow, that's a little much.
I know.
It's a lot much.
Yeah.
The poor guy's just named Robert. That's like John Smith.
Right.
They're just like, you know, we're just going to play it safe, too close to home.
He could always check his middle name. Like, what's your middle name? Frank? Oh, you're good.
You're
Robert
good
F. Lee.
Robert F.
We'll call you that for the podcast.
F is a little too much like E.
Kyrie Irving got traded, which is crazy to me. He was traded, Amy, from Boston. No, he's traded from Cleveland to Boston.
Oh.
He was with LeBron's teammate. So he goes to Celtics. I know you don't care. I was on my phone. I was like, what? I was shocked. You shocked?
Wow.
Sports, it was a huge deal.
Okay.
Stranger Things, they say it back for a third season, maybe even a fourth. Why that doesn't matter to us is because we haven't seen the second yet.
Right.
Yeah.
But they can Yeah, they can renew already. They have, I'm sure they have 5-season deals with those kids and with those producers and with so they're just renewing. Like, hey, don't make any plans.
Yeah, right. Those kids are probably like, yes.
And then George Clooney and his wife donated $1 million to fight hate groups.
Yeah.
$1 million. Here, take that. Look at that. That's what's happening right now.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Wednesday's positivity goes right now. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
What I need from the room is a good news story, and I should go first. A California woman donated back school items for every single student at a Texas school. KWTX and Waco reports this. The school says you cannot put into words how much it means for the school. The school doesn't have a bunch of money. They connected with a donor who is anonymous through an organization called Donors Choose, which, by the way, is a great organization. I've worked with classrooms on Donors Choose because I didn't know what's real and what's not, because everybody's got a fake cause. And Donors Choose is a good one. You can just go find classrooms that need things.
Oh, that's cool.
But last year, she worked with another school. This year, she hooked the whole school up with school supplies for the kids.
Wow.
And again, she didn't want to be called out by name, so I won't. Also, I won't because it's not on here, but still. Pretty
shout
cool.
Out.
Yeah, shout out. That Donors Choose, though, is a pretty good site. Amy?
So, a Florida woman's pet dogs protected her grandchildren from a dangerous copperhead snake. The puppies started barking, the three-year-old and then another child. They were out in the yard playing. No idea the snake was there. The dog started barking. She was able to grab her kids when she saw the snake, or her grandchildren, save them. The dogs ended up getting bit, though. However,
copperheads are like water moccasins. Like, you don't know. They're aggressive almost for no reason. They're the only snakes that I've ever grown that are really aggressive for almost no reason.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was something, but man, those are some angry snakes.
Well, the snake bit the dog, so obviously they would have bit the kids, but they were taken to the vet. Totally going to be fine. Kids are great. Thank you, dogs, for barking.
Lunchbox!
Keith is 94 years old. He's a retired judge, and his wife of 66 years passed away last year, so he's at home. He's lonely, and he wanted to do something for the community. So he spent his money and built a pool in his backyard so the kids in the neighborhood would have somewhere to go swimming, because there was no neighborhood pool, and now everybody just comes over and swims. Cannonball! Psh! That's what I'm talking about, Keith.
Yeah. That's what he's talking about, Keith. There you go. There's your good news.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Luke Bryan in studio about an hour and a half. I was looking at the top paid actor of 2017 because last year was The Rock, and he was at number two this year, but Mark Wahlberg was at number one, making $68 million.
Yeah, look at him.
Had to be Transformers, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, what was he in?
Because I thought the same thing. Like, what was he in to make that kind of money?
Ted 2?
I feel like that was like 3 years ago.
Ted
3?
Is that the talking bear?
Yeah. I don't know.
Who was that?
Wahlberg, The Rock, and Vin Diesel were 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
So you're talking about these big movies that aren't looked at as like wonderful cinema, but lots of special effects, high dollars in the movies, action stars.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be an action star now.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan is still in the top 5.
Action star.
Made almost $50 million. Isn't that crazy? Adam Sandler's also from his Netflix deal. You know what I thought was cool about Netflix? So Amy Schumer, she does her special. Then she finds out how much the other guys were making to do their specials and was like, well, I got underpaid. So they paid her more.
Oh. She just said, whoa, I got underpaid and
basically,
they paid her more?
Basically, yeah.
She
already did the special.
Oh. So she just had to say that and they were like,
pretty
okay.
Much. By the way,
what?
Our bosses, I fell underpaid.
Yeah,
me too.
Not really, though.
Everybody say it.
It didn't really work like that. Unless
I thought you just had to speak and it happened.
But this is not Oprah's. What's that? What was it?
The Secret.
The Secret.
Like a vision board.
No, my knuckles all busted up. Eddie, I saw you comment on my boxing Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted your trainer to take you down for me.
No, that's not what happens.
Yeah, well.
Why I like fighting is that nobody hits me back.
I saw our video where you took me down 4 times in a row, and then I watched your training video. I was like, damn, dude, you look legit.
I'm getting better, huh?
It's like, yeah, like your moves look great now.
Wow, now it's great.
Well, yeah, because you're fast and you move. Like, the first ones, the ones you used to post, they're like, man, sloppy.
And do new stuff.
You're training hard, man. I see you.
Here, let's do the happy song. This is the Golden Girls theme song from the Raging Idiots. We're going to start the morning off. Sing along in your car, unless you're like 22 and don't know what this is.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
this gift would be for me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
There it is, the country version of the Golden Girls theme song from our band, The Raging Idiots. You can download that if you want.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So obviously Tim McGraw has a pretty amazing body, and he feels like he's in the best shape of his life. So it makes sense that he just signed on with Snap Fitness to design a line of fitness clubs called True Mav Signature Clubs. Don't know the location, but it does say clubs plural, so maybe sprinkled across the U.S.
I heard you have to wear tank tops and cowboy hats to get in. Everybody working out.
And have a six-pack and be able to go hardcore for 4 hours. So one of the biggest compliments or best compliments that Lindsay L. gets is from young girls who tell her she's the reason they are learning to play guitar.
Isn't she the reason you wanted to start to learn to play guitar? And she gave you a guitar for a minute and then you didn't learn to play guitar?
Yeah, so I'm sure she was like, felt really good about my desire to play guitar because of her. And I did. Man, I didn't think about that. I can now say, yeah, my guitar lessons, I got a guitar lesson from Lindsay L.
Yeah.
So then little girls maybe want to...
There are a lot of girls and little girls who put stuff on Twitter and Instagram of them playing and learning guitar and they're like, to Lindsay.
No, it really is cool, yeah, to have Lindsay, who's so amazing, up there with the guys doing it just the same, and girls want to learn too.
Better.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, better. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
You know Taylor Swift putting out a new song?
Yes.
I think tomorrow night when it comes out.
Oh, it is? Okay.
That's what I heard.
It's on the street? Okay.
That's on the street... That's really all I can say.
Okay. Tomorrow night, like at midnight, so it's Friday?
Tomorrow, yeah, but a little earlier than that, my sources say.
Alrighty.
Luke Bryan in about that new song, about 9 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to play
so
that.
So much new music.
I know, it's so much. He'll be in over an hour, but that new Luke Bryan song come about 9 minutes as well. And that Powerball, $700 million.
Yeah, can't wait to win.
That amount of money is inconceivable to me. Like, that's the same thing as $5 million.
No, it's a lot more.
No, to me, like it's the same thing. Like when you think about it, a pile of money, a pile of $5 million, a pile of $700 million. To me, that's the same. It's just like I'm never going to see either one. It's like a whale and a shark. Like, there it is, huh?
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Orlando, Florida. A couple was moving when they put their gas grill in the back of the car, driving to their new house, and the woman's like, oh, you know what? I want a cigarette. Lights her cigarette up in the car. Boom! Blows up the car.
So there was still gas in the grill, and she threw it out the window.
It had propane, a propane tank, and she lit the cigarette in the car.
Uh-oh.
Boom!
Yeah, not good.
Wow.
They suffered minor burns, but the car is destroyed.
Luckily, they didn't blow up in the fire. Too luckily, they didn't blow up in a wreck after it exploded.
Ooh, that would be crazy.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Also, who would think? Like, I mean, I think I would. Like, I really do think I would. I'm carrying a propane tank. I should probably make sure there's no propane in the tank. I don't know. That's a tough one.
But they think it's contained in the tank.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Eddie, what are you thinking over there?
I mean, I wouldn't even know how this could have happened. Like, I would have done exactly what she did.
What?
And I'm struggling with it a bit too. That's why I'm talking it out.
I carry propane tanks in my Red Rocket all the time.
Wait, do you smoke?
Yeah, no. but that's okay. That's how you get. Your car is powered on propane, I think. All right, Essie Cupp is on, who has a show on HLN called Essie Cupp Unfiltered. And I have her on because Robert Lee was taken off of ESPN because his name's kind of like Robert E. Lee, and it's the Virginia football game. Essie, what do you think about this whole situation?
I think you can guess what I think of the situation.
I think the poor guy has a common name, and I think ESPN overreacted, but everybody's going crazy about it. What are your thoughts?
I think it's absurd. I'm sure you know how I feel about political correctness. And while I am sensitive to sort of the pain that some people feel regarding Confederate statues, I really truly am. This has nothing to do with slavery or Confederate statues or racism. This is a guy who happened to have a name that sounds like a guy who is in the news right now. It's absurd. And this kind of caving to pressure is how racists win. I mean, this is not progress. We're losing this argument.
So I guess that's the thing, too, because that is kind of a cave. Did people complain about this? Or did ESPN just
imagine. I can't imagine they did, because, first of all, who pays attention to who's calling a college game?
Yeah, I don't.
With that kind of level of scrutiny. And I can't imagine anyone complained. I think this was a preemptive decision, and according to the ESPN statement, that's what it sounded like. We made the preemptive decision to pull him. We're sorry, and we're sorry that even in this day, you know, we have to think about this. Well, you don't have to think about it. This guy did nothing wrong.
Yeah, it would have just been a blurb. It'd have been like, oh, yeah. what a coincidence, huh. And then we'd have moved on. Did you spend any time looking at the eclipse?
No, I was inside in my cave preparing for the new show. I did make sure that my son was inside for like the entire day. I wanted to make sure there was absolutely no chance he could look up all day. So I was one of those moms.
As a parent, that's right. I guess so. You have to make sure your kid doesn't go stare at the sun.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 2 and a half, so you can't tell him, you know, what's going on and here's what could happen if you look up. So I was just one of those super cautious. I mean, if I could have put him in a dark cave for the week, I would have. But, yeah, he stayed in all day. So I think he can still see, which is good news.
SC Cup has a show on HLN, SC Cup Unfiltered. What time can people watch that?
That's 7 p.m. Eastern every night. I hope you guys tune in.
Yeah, it's a good show. And she's...
Thanks.
SC has lots of opinions. A lot of
them. Yes, I do.
A lot of them.
They're all unfiltered.
All right, SC, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. The funny story with her is, you know how I met her? We did an audition together a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to say Twitter.
No.
Good guess.
Yeah, she didn't have it. She was just going, no. Do you know how? This is the reason that we even know her beginning, because she was on CNN talking about this, listening to the show in D.C.
Right.
We didn't know her. And she, because Donald Trump had went on and done his first press conference ever announcing he was running for president. And I was like, guys, there's something to this. Like, he's talking to people and everybody's going to miss it. And all of a sudden, Trump's going to be a thing. This is when it was crazy to even think about it. And she went on CNN and was like, I was at the Bobby Bones Show, and this Bobby guy was saying that Trump is talking to people, not talking to people watching TV, talking to like normal people. And I was like, somebody just quoted me politically. This is totally weird. Then I met her, and then we became friends, and now she has a show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Small world, I think, works out, huh?
Yeah.
Dang. It's a small, small
world. After all.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Luke Bryan comes in 45 minutes. We got a lot to do before that. I just want to make sure you guys know that and to set your alarm phone and light it up whenever Luke comes in.
Hey.
That's song. Yeah.
Your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Listen to this nanny job. A wealthy family posted an ad. I just put the word wealthy because he had me. If you want to go nanny for them and you get the job, they'll pay you $129,000 a year.
Ooh.
You travel internationally with them.
Oh.
They have a chef.
That's amazing.
Here's the thing. The ideal candidate needs to be trained in self-defense as well. The parents will pay for the successful candidate to receive additional training if they're not experts. The training is non-negotiable. So you have to already know how to kick butt.
Okay. And then
and take care of kids.
They'll advance your kick buttness.
Wow.
And they pay $130,000 basically. Like, guys.
And then you probably don't have to pay for anything. Like, you probably just pocket that because
yes.
You have no expenses.
It's like being the president.
Yeah.
You don't pay for anything.
Right.
And you get money.
Yeah. That's,
what a.
Wow.
That sounds like a good nanny job.
I think pretty much everybody on this show would leave except for me to take this job.
Yeah, I would.
Maybe not Amy.
I wouldn't.
But
I mean, it sounds amazing.
You're going to learn to fight. You have to learn to fight to be a nanny.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. I don't know how to fight.
There's a guy. He's a lottery worker. He's facing 25 years in prison for rigging jackpots across 5 states.
Mm.
and he won $2 million.
How do you rig it?
Well, because he was working for it. He worked in the computer part of it, right?
Yeah, he worked in the computer part. Way over my pay grade. I don't understand how you can rig the lottery, but he was able to do it to the benefit of $2 million.
Wow. He confessed to fixing it 6 different times.
Oh!
That was a fixer.
Yeah, between 2005 and 2011. He built computers used to randomly pick numbers, and so he just built them to pick his.
Wow.
Like, you gotta not be selfish. After you pull it off twice, just stop. Because you're gonna get caught eventually. All right, gonna do it. Never gonna get it here. 80% of adults have admitted to staying up later than usual just to do this. Okay? I don't think you're gonna get it. 80% of adults say, I'm staying up later than usual just to do this. Amy, you can be the spoiler today if you can hit it. What do you got?
Watch a movie.
Incorrect. 877-77-BOBBY. Hmm. That's the phone number. 80% of adults say, yep, stayed up late to do this. All right, never going to get it. 80% of adults say they stayed up later than usual just to do this. Daniel, you're on in Fort Wayne.
Just to sleep at work the next day.
Wait, so you're saying by your logic, they stayed awake later so they could sleep at work?
Yeah, dude. We've all done it. Come on.
We have?
That's not it. Thanks for the call, though. I appreciate you. Amy?
I didn't know that was a thing.
What do you have?
I don't know. Eat?
Eat, no. Lunchbox?
Yeah, you know.
What?
No, he's trying to be like,
you know,
hook up. Oh my hook up is what he's trying to say. You
almost
know.
80% of adults.
Okay.
All right.
No, that's not it either. Amanda in Tennessee. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
What do you think about this? Most adults say they've stayed up later than usual to do this.
Be alone.
Oh, like a little time for themselves. Like, yeah, kids are in bed.
Oh,
I'm going
to
stay awake and just
I get that.
Take some breaths. No, that is not it. Thank you, though. Appreciate you. Eddie?
To look through Facebook.
No.
I mean, that's what I do.
That's a good one. I'm going to take one more, and then I don't think anybody's going to get it. So.
I think I know it.
You've had 2 shots at guesses.
This is your third? Amy, come on.
I'm not going to go. I'm going to let the caller go, but I know it.
Go ahead. Whitney in Augusta, Georgia.
Hello.
Hey, Whitney, you're on the air.
Hey, my guess is to spend time alone with my husband.
Okay, like Lunchbox said, except he said, you know. Yeah, it was hard to translate what he was saying.
Hey.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep it.
That's
mature.
Not it. Appreciate you there. What?
Well, what I stay up late doing is like binging on Netflix. Is that it?
There she goes. She got it.
Good third guessing.
Third time's a charm. I was like, she?
Nailed that third one, huh?
Yeah, I did.
So right now the lottery is at $700 million tonight.
Yeah.
And our office is doing a pool, like the entire office. There are like 5 radio stations here, lots of sales. 100 people probably. And so they're saying, hey, bring $5 and you can be in the pool. How many from this room are going to put $5 in that pool?
Me.
Now,
sure.
Are you doing it because you want to be in it or because if they win and you're not in it,
that would be terrible.
Yeah, I should probably do it then.
The sting.
I always try to get you guys in, so you're not allowed in the office pool, and you always tell me no because it's stupid. So you're not allowed in the office pool.
You're not office pool sheriff.
Yeah. I know.
You're
but
not
how
even
come,
running the pool.
But how come every time I try to do a pool, you guys laugh at me, but when someone at the front desk sends it out, you're like, oh, you know what? I think I should probably get in. Like, why is that? Like, why don't you support me in my endeavors to start a pool?
It's not an endeavor. We've done
show ones with you before. I know I've given you like $20 before, and I don't even know if you really bought tickets.
That's a good point.
That's the thing. We're not even sure if we did run off with the money. Like,
yeah.
We've never won anything with you.
And I've never won anything. You know I am an honest lottery player.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
But.
Not sure.
I should probably give. Where's my wallet? Because if the office wins and I'm not a part of it, I ought to be beside myself.
I remember like a month or two ago, like the whole office won. I saw him in the news and the entire company went to go claim the ticket. Except for one person.
Yeah.
And the debate was, did they cut him in anyway? And I don't think they did.
What?
Why would you?
No, we had that caller call in that won the millions of dollars.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I pictured that would be us tomorrow.
Like every other show gets in except for us. And it's like, entire radio building wins, and it shows them all cheering, and we're in the corner like, wah, wah.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Well, $700 million. Yeah, I need to put $5 in.
Yeah, when do we pay who?
We got to do it before 10 o'clock.
Don't give it to Lunchbox.
You guys are so annoying. I really.
Who do we give the money to?
Can someone spot
Toy,
me a five?
The front.
See, this is Amy.
No, no one's spotting you money for lottery.
But I didn't know we were playing.
It doesn't
today.
Matter.
You can't do that, Amy.
You can't spot money for gambling. I used to fund all Amy's gambling.
Oh, that's terrible.
And she would never even pay me back. So
what
I'd gamble for
Bobby,
her and then not get paid back. No,
back.
No.
What?
Luke Bryan in 19 minutes.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Luke Bryan should be in at 15 minutes. What's funny is we do this early morning message every single morning on our Facebook page. And I hope you follow the Bobby Bone Show Facebook page. And if it doesn't pop up, just go to it. Because every morning there's an early morning message. And Eddie took the camera outside into the garage this morning. And these two guys, Eddie and Ray, they have their cars. But you know, if like when rich people go to a nice restaurant or they valet.
Oh, and they back their car in.
They back their car in and it's like up front.
Yeah.
Like Luke's going to be up here in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So Eddie and Ray showed their cars so Luke could see them.
Yeah, you call that show parking. You give the valet like $20-$30 tip and they back it up right in front of the restaurant so everybody can see your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, except our cars are like falling apart and they look terrible.
I got some hood damage. I mean, you can see the sunspots.
I mean, amazing. What's Luke going to think when he walks up?
Probably the same thing he thought before he got here.
He didn't care.
Yeah. He didn't care. Luke's got a new song, but you can see, and we'll play that song coming up. But I want you to go to our Facebook page. We'll do a Facebook Live with Luke when he gets here in 13
yeah.
minutes. But you can see the cars and how they're parked. Eddie, your car is a...
A piece of crap.
No, make and model.
Oh, Ford Focus.
What year?
It's 2003. It's not bad.
How many miles?
97. I just checked that today.
That's it?
97,000. That's it.
That
wow.
has to be more.
My old Pontiac Sunfire did 200,000.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It was way better looking.
My car just looks, it's really nice in the, like the motor's good, engine's good. Well, kind of. But the outside looks terrible.
I thought you couldn't go above like
55.
It shimmies.
Okay.
Ray, what's yours? Make a model?
Mine's 2005 Chevy Trailblazer. Out of style. They don't make them anymore.
And Ray's tires are bald, by the way. Here, this is Ray just turning, right? This is not him peeling out, just turning. So that's not safe. So I bought Ray some tires.
Yeah.
Except they're not on his truck yet.
I just got them on.
They're on this morning?
I'm good to go. It was a process getting them sized, and I definitely wanted to get a top-notch brand, and finally it came through.
So they're on?
Yes, they had to order them. I had to go to my guys. I drove like 30 miles outside of town, met a guy, a dealer, and he gave me a great deal. I mean, otherwise you're paying thousands of dollars for tires, the mount, the alignment, all that stuff.
Well, people are telling on you, saying you went and spent the money on like expensive food and...
Go look at my tires. I'd get an estimator out here and guarantee those are $800.
Estimator.
So you think who was Lunchbox? You tell him.
Oh yeah.
Well,
probably.
He went on a date with Bay and it was like $80 at lunch. I'm like, Ray can never spend $80 at lunch until Bobby gave him $800. No, there was no new tires on the truck, so obviously.
Do you take it back now?
Because his quote yesterday was like, trust me, guys, I didn't spend $800 on those tires.
I mean, you guys haven't been shopping around town. I mean, it's SUV, too. We're not talking car, and I'm talking all-terrain, four-wheel drive.
Oh, all-terrain.
Oh.
That's what he's talking. Yeah.
AT. Yeah.
Well, they always say, if you want to see expensive tires, you take a quarter, and you put it in it, and if it covers the head, it's good tires. So get your change out and go check it.
Those are all brand-new tires.
Any brand-new tire
any brand
has
new
that.
It doesn't matter to me. You're good. You did get your tires on?
Yeah!
I think that's
I'm happy then. I'm happy he's happy.
Yeah, he's happy.
All right, Luke Bryan in the next 10 minutes.
We're such morons over here.
You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah, I'm talking me and Ray.
Oh, you and Ray.
We're just all right. Doing life all wrong.
Less than 10 minutes, Luke Bryan in, and we'll play that new song from Luke coming up in a second, too. They're scurrying around. He may be arriving now.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So Bobby hears it's going to be tomorrow night, but people are saying that Friday we can expect a new song from Taylor Swift and maybe even the entire album, in case you're looking forward to that. And then on Sunday at the MTV Video Music Awards, she's going to drop the video. Maybe it's got snakes in it. I don't know. Because she keeps posting like reptiles.
The tail?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I'm saying music comes out tomorrow night, and just look at my Twitter a long time ago when I said her and Katy Perry will perform together at the VMAs.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, yeah, they might be performing together, and she might share her video.
I have so many secrets. And they're only something I can put out there in the world.
You
what
do
else
have
you
a
got?
Lot of secrets.
I
don't know. People
sometimes
are,
I forget what I said.
I mean, I know. The text here literally says you're going to want to stay up past midnight on Thursday to hear it first.
I care like, more about Luke's stuff than I do Taylor's. You know?
Yeah.
So oh, yeah, me too.
Out of respect, let's move away from Taylor. And talk about Luke. Give me a Luke story.
Oh, I don't have a Luke story.
No, he'll be in 5 minutes. But, I guarantee he'll have one.
So the VMAs are Sunday night, but you know who else is on TV Sunday night?
Game of Thrones. Boom. Can't wait. It's going to be so good.
Yes.
What?
That,
well, yeah,
but Jared Neiman and Lee Bryce, they're going to be on Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah.
Lee's winnings are going towards the Folds of Honor, and Jared will be playing for the USO. So that's the Sunday
How
night.
How did they get on Family Feud?
Is so awesome. Like, I want, we need to go.
That show is awesome.
Yes.
And we've worked with a charity before. Folds of Honor is great.
But Folds of Honor.
Folds of Honor. How did they get on that show?
I don't know, but I want to, we need to ask them because.
No, I'm not asking them. I do not like Lee Bryce. His guitar player pushed me, and I got no, I don't like Lee Bryce.
Okay, stop.
So,
and what is his guitar?
Whatever. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
I mean, him.
What do you mean he pushed you?
Oh, dude, don't. It was in St. Louis. It was a whole. And
we've told the story.
I'm not getting back into it.
Yeah, don't.
Like a two-handed push or one-handed push or like a. Is this before fighting Bobby
it's
push?
Before, let me just say, it was before I was fighting. Because listen, it would not have been pretty.
Come on.
Was he a big dude?
I got to go namaste and just let it go down. Mm-hmm. Namaste. That's it. Yes, go ahead. What else?
Grace.
Send a message to him.
Well,
I already did months ago. It's an old story.
So those are your options for Sunday night TV, in case you want to put that on the old
Game of Thrones
eye calendar.
Nah,
I know,
man. Family Feud.
I know. I was going to say them all. I was going to say Game of Thrones, Lee Bryce and Jared Neiman on Celebrity Family Feud or the VMAs.
Okay. Thank you.
It. Yes. All right. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Yeah. The Bobby
Bones. Morning Corny happens at the top of the hour, but...
today's special?
Yeah, Luke Bryan will be in the next few minutes. Okay. We'll get the Facebook Live going, too, if you guys want to watch Luke come in. Is he here yet, Glassroom?
Not yet.
Thank you. Oh, she yelled at me.
Yelled loud.
Sorry about that. Over to Amy.
The Morning Corny.
What happened to the man who stole a calendar from the store?
What happened to the man that stole a calendar from the store?
He got 12 months.
That was the Morning Corny.
Thank you. Lunchbox did say to me in private earlier this morning that he finally gets the song Namaste from the Raging Idiots. He likes it now that he gets its wordplay.
Yeah.
He admitted to me he liked the song.
That's a little weird because I felt like I was just totally lost. I thought it was the dumbest song ever. But now that it's wordplay, mind blown. It's a good song. Could be a hit. Like, really could be your best song ever now.
You think so?
Yeah, now that I hear it in a whole different way.
The Raging Idiots. Namaste. I'll play it. You download it if you want. I'm killing time till Luke gets here, basically.
7:30 in the morning. In the suit that I was born in. Girl, why are you laughing at me? Come on, baby, where my khakis? I'm running late, need to beat it like Jackson. But you're kind of a distraction. Cause I can't stop watching you. Showing me your savasana. Like the best looking bad influence I ever saw. Probably oughta hit the road, but nah. Mistake, ain't no way. I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but nah. Mistake, come on baby, let me jump in all them stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but nah. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Girl, I'm trying to be responsible, but you're making it impossible. In the spandex pants looking all flexible and you're down with all. Namaste, ain't no way. I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that. You look a little lonely on that mat. I should be saying goodbye. I might lose my job, but namaste. Come on, baby, let me jump in all those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste. Namaste. Probably gotta hit the road, but namaste. 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 mama stay. Ain't no way I'm about to leave you in a pretzel on the floor like that.
Now, Luke's like 5 minutes away. I just got a text. I was letting the song play till he came in. He's not here yet.
So. I might lose my job, but I'ma stay. Come on, baby, let me jump in all those stretches you're doing. I'll be a student. Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but I'ma stay. I'ma stay. Probably gotta hit the road, but I'ma stay. I'ma stay. Probably gotta hit the road, but I'ma stay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
They said Luke's walking up, like, through the hall. Guy coming in?
He's here. I hear his voice.
All right. Everybody goes, I hear his voice. Yeah. We're on Facebook Live with Luke. Hey, let him know he's on the air when he walks in, okay. So he doesn't say a bad word.
Okay. Yeah. You're on. We're,
you're on the. You're on there the he is.
I didn't want to get out of the truck.
Oh, you were listening to your own song?
Yeah.
You're on the air. Don't say the F word.
Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah, we're on.
How did you cut it?
I didn't cut the song.
Yeah, don't cut the song.
No, I played the whole song.
No, it's done. It's over.
Oh, it is done?
Yeah.
I was talking about you this morning. You got to spit your gum out, though. I know.
You're right. I'm getting rid of coffee breath.
Put it in the tray. Don't take it, Lunchbox. You'll sell it.
I'm like...
I make money.
I'm in like full caffeinated mode.
Do you wake up excited today because the new song's out?
I woke up at 3:20 today.
Wow.
Like because it's like Christmas morning-ish?
No, I would... Yeah. You know, you're excited just because... It's a lot of emotions, but I don't know if I've ever woke up that early on the day that, like, you know, a first single off a new album comes out. But, yeah, 3:20. I wake up at 3:20, and then you know how when you wake up – well, you wake up early like that every day. But when you wake up early and your stomach is – you're hungry. And then you're trying to go back to sleep, and then you're hungry. So then I got up and ate some Lucky Charms. I got up and ate Lucky Charms.
You can't mention products. Remember the last time you mentioned a product on this show?
Oh, I know.
No, it's not. Here's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Lucky Charms.
This is great.
But Luke texted me. I was off doing a show somewhere, and I get a text from Luke with, like, just piles of something. And I'm looking at the picture, and it's Irish Spring soap.
Soap. Two pallets.
Pallets. Not boxes.
That's huge.
Pallets. Like... Freight, not a ship.
Like,
it was like
forklift.
It was like
pallets.
Freight.
And they sing you Irish Spring because
I went into how I don't have to have deodorant.
That you just use Irish
Spring. That I just use Irish Spring.
Is that what life is like for you, Luke? You just mention things and pallets show up.
Yeah, well, I think.
But
Lucky
what's
Charms
funny
just...
now? So
yeah, Lucky Charms.
Starting
yeah.
here.
Yeah, Lucky Charms. Here we go. They'll be, at least they're there. Well, anyway, but yeah, so I ate me some, and then I'm totally like in coffee ADD mode.
Go ahead.
Then Chalk, we're our lab puppy that we're trying to, I don't know, we're trying to train to be not so spoiled. He was in his little, we're crate training him, and he starts barking, so I get him out of the crate, and then I'm walking him. In the middle of the night, you know, then I'm getting him back. And then I put him in the bed with Caroline and I, because Caroline has ruined him. Like,
doing what? By letting him in the bed?
Like, sleeps in my spot.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like pawing at me, like, get the hell out of my spot. So we get him in the bed, and then I have to, you know, get up. Like, this was the most prepared I've ever been to come in.
And pretty then awake.
And then you hit Nashville traffic. So was I late?
Yeah.
3 minutes?
3 minutes. It's all
right. Sorry.
You came in when the song was ending.
Mm-hmm. And you wanted, to be fair, you wanted to stay in your truck to listen to the song, which makes sense.
Yes.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever, back in your early days, did you ever like beef with any artists?
You heard
like did you ever like get into big arguments or fights? You have to say who. I'm not even going to ask who, but did you ever have like on the road? Because I was thinking about.
I wouldn't say that we had like, I mean, you know, you hear of artists that, you know, kind of talk crap about
you. As a young guy, did you get into it at all, anybody?
I never got it. I never got into it, but...
Don't look at your people. I'm asking you.
I think he's more of like a lover, not a fighter.
But he's a big dude, too. Like, Luke's a big... What are you, height, weight, right now?
6'2". If I put on like...
Are you sure you're not taller than that?
If I'm like in cowboy boots, that you know, I'm getting around like 6'3 and all that, but...
What?
I thought you were like 6'3 for sure.
What do you weigh?
205.
What's a good weight for you? Because you look pretty in shape right now.
I want to be like, if I can be 200, then like, but I cannot get there. It's like the most frustrating thing in my life right now, trying to get to just 200 pounds.
This song, this Light It Up song, I played it a second ago. I'll give it a little more of it. I have some questions about it. First of all, I don't know anything about it. Like, I didn't hear it or anything. Who wrote the song?
Me and Brad Tersey. Brad's in Old Dominion.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, you want to hear the most ironic thing about the whole song? So Brad and I
would like to. Would we like to hear that again?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Brad and I had never written. Caroline and I, we had built our house, just built. Never thought it was going to get done. I built a music room, put a piano, got my guitars in there. First writing appointment in my writing room, this song.
Oh, that's special.
The odds of that.
And it was just you two?
Just us two.
Man, he's going to make so much money off that.
Yeah.
Because if you get a write, it's just a two-person write.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a nice check. You have any songs that you wrote by yourself that ended up being number one?
You know, I cut one song by myself for an album, and I've only cut one song that I was 100% writer on. And you know, through the years, I've tried to force myself to write by myself, but it's so boring. It's so tough. You got to be crazy, you know, focused to do that. But I did cut one, and it didn't make the album. It kind of, I can't even remember the name of the daggum thing. But yeah, two ways are pretty cool. You know, I mean, Brad came in with the kind of the deal. What was interesting to me about Brad had the, I get so neurotic about, and I'm like, well, you've never heard neurotic in a country song. And it's funny. I mean, when we're recording it, you know, people ask me, "Well, you think that word needs to stay?" And I'm like, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting word, and that's what with all these kids on these cell phones and how it's so like my nephews and my nieces when I played them, they're like, "Oh my God, that's what they're so crazy about their phones and." They hang on every little Snapchat and every little. Did I say another brand? Sorry.
They can't send you a bunch of Snapchats, yeah. So we're good. Who's singing the harmonies on this with you?
Perry Coleman.
So there's nobody that we would know. It's not like some.
Yeah, he's a. You know, we do get on specific songs. We do get other. You know, we'll get some of my favorite female background singers, but Perry's typically my clutch. Background singer on it.
So. Let me hear this. Get, I shower and I check it. I feel the buzz in my truck and I almost wreck it. I always got it on me just in case you want me. So if you're looking for my love, then light it up. How much do you worry about that getting leaked ahead of time? That's a big deal.
Well, the biggest problem is me performing new songs at my VIP meet and greets that I get yelled at severely.
Have you performed that at your meet and greets?
Yes, and I got yelled at.
Did it get put up on YouTube or anything?
Immediately.
Did you have it pulled down?
No.
Okay. Why are you answering that suspiciously?
He's like, should I have?
Well, I mean, once how can they get pulled
sure,
down?
Sure, license. I mean, yes.
I didn't know that. See, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, damn, maybe I need your lawyer. Maybe. That's why I had the pause.
Yeah, you're thinking about it like, shoot.
I'm like, I didn't know I had the power to pull them down. I thought once it went into the...
It just exists. It's like everything's legal and free on YouTube. It's like international waters.
I thought when it went, you know, on the... But it's fan, you know, it's... I kind of embellish the moment with my fans in the VIP meet and greet because the second they see me, like, doing a new album cut or something, like, every phone goes... And then there, and I'm like, and I think maybe on Crash My Party, I used to, like, I would make my road manager, like, make everybody put their phone in their pocket. Because
like
I
a comedian.
What's that?
That's like what comedians do, because you can only tell a joke one time, so they make everybody put their phone away.
No doubt.
And with you, with new stuff, it's kind of the same thing. You don't want it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I mean, once you, but I don't know. I don't get heady with it, you know, man. I get so excited. Like, I hate when you get so excited about something, and then, but you have to harness your excitement to, you know, to roll it out properly. And, I'm just kind of like a...
You get too excited for your own logical thoughts.
Probably, yes.
Two things. Thing number one, you're like the uncle that comes around and always brings presents, because you always bring presents, and there's no present today, and we're all kind of...
Yeah, we're all kind of bummed.
Yeah. It's always... It's been corn.
It's fine.
It's been corn.
Oh, my, you know, corn how, is ready at the house. I should have...
Just a little bit. We just needed like a few. We were all like, we wonder what Luke's bringing. Like, that was the conversation.
I've got some eclipse glasses in the truck.
A little late.
But that's a... You know how you always have that one family member that comes around, they always bring you like a quarter or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's you.
I got some... I got some stuff in my truck.
He's just digging through old crap. Let me ask you this. I have to ask this. So it's the first song in forever from you.
Yes.
It feels like the first song in forever from you.
Right.
When... What's like the record general idea of a big project?
Can I say?
Kerry, can you say? Come on, come on. Let him say.
I can. Let's just say.
What do you
after, they just go, he's going to.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can't say the day.
Before Christmas.
After Thanksgiving, before Christmas.
Yes. Okay.
There will be a record.
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, I wish people could see his face.
Well, I wish I could play it for air. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I hate. I'm like, why wouldn't you just play the whole thing? But anyway.
Give it to me. I will. I'll play the whole thing. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's, you know, it's, you, for some reason, you think that making a, you're going to get to a point in your career where making new albums and putting new stuff out, but I think it gets more and more, I mean, it gets more and more stressful and more and more.
You have to live up to you now.
Yeah,
you used to chase other goals and people.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, have you peaked?
I don't know. We'll see. You never know. Isn't that going to suck when you truly know you've peaked? I mean, like, when I wake up, I'm like, I've really peaked.
What will you do?
I don't know. I've wondered if I just like should do like online law degree classes or something, or go. I don't know. Get my real estate license.
Mm.
I mean, I think you're probably
plant,
good.
Go plant some blueberries. Make some jam.
All right, we're gonna play your song again in a bit. It's good to see you. I know you got a lot to do today. Thanks for hanging out.
It's fun coming in. Thank you.
You know, after you have something, let's say you narrowly miss a car accident. And you have that huge adrenaline rush, like,
yeah.
And then you get tired after it because it. That's how I feel when Luke leaves.
Oh.
Luke just left. Luke Bryan.
Your knees are weak right now.
It's just like he comes in, energy, just boom. And I like the guy a lot. And then he leaves, and you're just like, whew. It's like I feel when I finish a full show. Because I know, listen, I don't do the job, for example, that my stepdad did. He worked at a mill his whole life. He would go to work, and he would. Get in the forklift, or he would do physical labor all day, lifting crates, forklift, working at the mill, and he'd come home physically tired. I leave the show, and I'm tired in a different way, because I've been up for 5 hours. Like, I got to stay up here. Otherwise, the whole show would just sound like I'm talking in real life like this. You know, I don't have a lot to say. So I'm up, but that's Luke Bryan, 10 minutes is like a whole show.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But anyway, it's good to see him. Good to see old Lukey. He's got a new song out. I hope you download it. I hope you like it. Jay-Z's Rent. You care?
Oh, I think I read
Rent?
It.
What's his mortgage?
His mortgage payment.
Okay.
I
was
going to
say, he rents?
Wait, it's his mortgage. You're surprised why they didn't pay cash for the house?
Well, yeah, because it's Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like,
I don't know what the move is if you're really rich. I should ask Luke.
I mean,
like, do you just buy your home, or is it smarter? Because it's an $88 million home.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. So, yeah.
That's like half a year for Beyonce, though.
And so it's 30,000 square feet. It's in Los Angeles. It's $88 million. They're paying $250,000 every month.
Mortgage.
Yeah, because they put down $30 million, so they have to pay over $50
million. Wow.
And that's their mortgage. And that $50 million mortgage is $250,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
wow.
Huh? Their combined worth is $1.2 billion.
Yeah, so you would think them buying a house is like not, I mean, I don't know. We need to ask Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, I don't know about that
so
stuff.
So if you're Beyonce and Jay-Z,
yeah.
Do you mortgage your house or pay cash?
Yeah, that's a thing, huh?
Not bad, 250. So do you think they have direct deposit or direct withdrawal, or do you think they write a check every month for $250,000? Because you know how awesome it would be to be able to write a check for $250,000 every month? Woo!
I bet you they have someone that writes the check for them.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I don't think Jay-Z carries it as a checkbook.
With his favorite team on it?
Young Money!
I don't think he balances his checkbook.
Like, my checks have dogs for the humanity.
Right. Like, mine has palm trees on them, you know?
Jay-Z's got his little doggy checks. Y'all crazy! He signed the check. That's a big mortgage, man.
Yeah.
What else you want to talk about?
I need that life.
That Luke thing just rattles me for a second. It always takes me a second to come back to life.
How much fun is he, though? Gosh, he's so much fun. Like, I just look at him and I laugh and I have so much fun when he's in here. He's like, it's just, you don't know what to expect with him when he comes in.
He's always excited about things.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had that excitement about anything. And he's always excited. Like,
that's what I thought when I was looking at him. He's always happy about something.
He has like 50 number ones and he's still like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And he's legit. Some people come in and are like, oh, and they really don't care. It's another day.
Yeah.
That guy gets excited. Well, there's that. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. The Mayweather-McGregor fight that's this weekend is not sold out still.
That's so crazy to me because I thought it was supposed to be like the biggest deal in the world.
It's the biggest hype deal. And who knows if the fight's going to be any good, but it's not sold out yet.
7,000 seats available.
Yep. There's a lot of seats available. Yeah. So there's that. You can still go to lunch. So a bunch of people going to the eye clinic because people hurt their eyeballs looking at the eclipse.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. No, great. No, no.
I mean,
they were warned, though.
They were warned.
But then maybe some people don't watch the news.
You want to know how I did it?
How?
I had my glasses on, and then I would take my glasses off before I turned down. I looked away. So I would see the sun for like 2 seconds, and then I'd see the eclipse in my eyes for like an hour. Like, seriously, still had the red mark in my eyes.
Complaints ranging from blurry vision to light sensitivity to headaches. Most of the patients don't have any permanent damage.
That's good.
If the retina is affected, which is the back structure, that's generally speaking more permanent.
Man, that would be a terrible way to have bad vision for the rest of your life.
Oh.
There was a guy in the news before the eclipse who was like, back in 79, my vision was ruined because I stared at it.
Yeah.
Like
He
made the news.
People.
By the way, Ray's cat has made the national news like five times. Because Ray's girlfriend, Bay, put eclipse glasses on the cat. It's on national news.
Yeah, they contacted her if they could use it, and they ended up putting it on the internet. They actually broadcast it nationally as the eclipse was going down, and then they've done social posts. And, I mean, so the cat's all over the place right now.
That's amazing.
Cat's more famous than he is. That's funny. I liked it. I mean,
I liked it.
I thought about it. I did like it.
So cool.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be overhyped. There's a new thing about what actors are making per episode. So David Letterman's doing that new series for Netflix. He's getting $2 million per episode for 6 episodes.
Oh,
wow. Robert De Niro for this Amazon drama that's coming out, because they really want to do their own programming. And Netflix is the king right now, but Amazon's got to invest some money into it. They're paying Robert De Niro $775,000 per episode. The guys in Game of Thrones, current shows, the big ones, Peter Dinklage, you guys aren't nerds.
Okay, I was just saying,
I say nerds, it's the biggest show right now. It's not nerds, but they make $2.6 million per episode.
What?
Yeah. Big Bang Theory, $900,000 per episode. The Rock makes $650,000 an episode of Ballers. That's a good show. I started back this season.
It's a good show. My wife even likes it. So.
I do, too. I've only it when my husband has it on, but I'm like, this is good. But, I mean, I really like The Rock.
Yeah, me too. Like, something about The Rock makes everybody
like
him.
I wonder if he's going to run for president.
And now it's like, it wouldn't be crazy if he did. Like, there's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. A couple housekeeping things.
Okay.
One, starting Monday of next week, Joy Week. We have a full-hour concert every day next week with a different artist. Maren Morris is Monday. She will come in, and she's doing a performance. She's doing a whole hour. She'll have her band in here. Also, the new Pimp and Joy line, which, what's the name of this line?
Like Neon?
Let's just call it Neon.
Okay.
Because everybody kept calling something crazy.
I was calling it Neon Ombre because it fades.
Don't call it Ombre.
What does that mean?
Because that's from Friends, Ombre, when they spray the cologne.
Ah.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll call it the Neon line. And Leon, yes. We don't keep any of the money. It goes to St. Jude. But Maren Morris, Brett Eldridge, Dustin Lynch, Rascal Flatts, Walker Hayes is going to kick it off, too, on Monday, and then a mystery artist that we're not yet
mystery
saying.
Mystery artist!
So that's next week.
So fun.
Yeah, and again, all of the Pimp and Joy stuff goes, we don't keep any of the money, goes to St. Jude. By the way, everybody have their money for the lottery tonight?
Yes. Yeah.
To give to the office person? Mm-hmm. Here's my $5. I don't know who we give this to, and the only reason I'm taking part in this is not to win the money. It's in case everybody wins. I don't want to be the one left out.
Exactly.
Because I will be on the news crying.
They all won. I'm the only one left at work.
Everybody quits.
Oh, gosh. The whole state. Everybody would go down. No radio.
I'll just buy my own station. Who cares about radio?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yep. So here's my $5. Who's taking the money at the group?
I trust Mike D.
Morgan number one.
No, I don't trust Mike D with money.
I don't trust Mike D either. He never came back with Vegas chips.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing with money.
I got
my
Vegas money from him.
Yeah. Here you go. There's my $5.
Did you?
Good luck.
I did.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yes, I'm in. Here's my $5. Count me in.
$700 million tonight.
I hope that's a lot of people. I hope we don't have to split it all.
Oh, stop with that.
But that's a lot of money.
You're an idiot.
He's second guessing it now because he didn't want to split it
with all you guys.
By the way, our Raging Idiots tour goes up Friday at 10 a.m. We start in Lubbock and El Paso and going all over the place. So that's Friday, 10 a.m., RagingIdiots.com. I want to bring up something near and dear to my heart. And when you talk about it, it's a culture thing. And so here's my strong opinion about something.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
I have a very strong opinion about spoilers. Now, online, in person, you can't be spoiling things. Even things that have happened in the last year or 2 years. Because someone may still be watching a show on Netflix. For example, if someone started to watch on Netflix, what's this kids show where they monsters?
I'm sorry?
Oh, Stranger Things.
Yeah, I would not spoil Stranger Things.
Right.
I wouldn't, because I think people still enjoy this. However, if it is so massive, like Game of Thrones, that you just have to avoid the internet. The Super Bowl, Game of Thrones.
Like that stuff's on you.
There are certain things, big finales of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you just have to watch out on the internet yourself.
Yeah.
So my strong opinion is there's the line. Dancing with the Stars finale? What do you mean do? Not tweet it?
Because I mean,
you're right. That's a lot of temptation.
Can't wait to tweet that. I know.
Big news.
My point is though, that news, Game of Thrones.
Right.
People
that
get
news
mad.
Is unavoidable.
It's so big that you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Okay. What about like Morgan number one when she ruined that podcast? That's something.
That's a spoiler. You can't do that.
Okay.
That's a Netflix show, an Amazon show.
Okay.
The end of a podcast. Like, what was it?
S-Town.
S-Club 7?
I don't know.
That's like Serial.
Yeah, like Serial, yeah. But then she ruined it, so I never.
I don't even remember what she said, so don't tell
me. I was going to listen to it, too, and she ruined it for me, too.
Oh, I was just like, well,
but do
there
you remember what she spoiled?
I can tell you exactly what she said.
Oh, okay. The boat sank, and then Jack.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That was a strong opinion on something dumb.
If you don't want it spoiled, don't look at it after a big finale. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a vacation. This guy is Saudi Arabia's King Salman. He paid it. It's a $100 million vacation, all inclusive.
Where's he going?
You have to hear what's all.
Well, I mean, it is all inclusive, so.
But all inclusive, it's a package. It's not like he's inside of a hotel and they're just taking care
of
him.
It's like free pina coladas.
The Saudi monarch was greeted by the prime minister. They had a 74-acre estate. They had 1,000 guests, including relatives, ministers, security staffers, all with him. 200 cars were leased for the group. It costs $100 million.
God, could you imagine trying to round everybody up to go do something?
Oh, that's terrible.
You wouldn't do anything. Two kids. How
yeah,
would you do
it's a nightmare with two kids. Can you imagine? What is it? 200 people?
Everybody, be ready at 7 o'clock.
1,000 people, 200 cars. That's crazy.
What? What is that life? I don't even know.
Just
of a Saudi
for,
prince.
For perspective, when I went to Haiti, they have no idea what a life like mine will be like. Where I just get to get in a car and drive down the street and go to a grocery store without security. Like when I went to Haiti to see Amy's kids, they have people with shotguns sending us to the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't think they know what it was like for me to just hop into my Jeep and drive down the road and walk into a store.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I get the perspective, yes.
And he's probably like,
Like, I don't get it, but they probably don't get our lifestyle. Like, they probably don't get that I can yell at a little circle and go, hey, Amazon, bring me some detergent.
They don't have echoes over there?
No. Some people might.
The orphanages that I went to did not have an echo. So, but yeah, again, $100 million per vacation?
Mm, yeah.
Like that.
That's legit. It's how you do it.
It's how you roll.
I guess. Got a couple updates for you. Update number one that I think I'll have tomorrow is that I should get a call from my doctor today about my dog. Now, this is what happened last week. My dog passed out, and he was panting really bad. And so, scooped up, goes to the hospital. He has cancer, right? And it's this huge tumor. It pretty much took his whole spleen, so they just removed his spleen. And they say, first of all, they're like, we don't know if he's going to get through surgery. He's 14 years old. And if you're new to this show, my dog is it's the thing that I love the most. It's the thing that's been with me forever. And so I'm freaking out. And I'm like, yes, resuscitate him, whatever it takes. So they take the spleen out. And they're pretty honest. They were like, odds are this is not a good kind of cancer. Mm-hmm. Odds are that it's in the blood and in the cells and it will reproduce. But we will let you know probably by Wednesday, today. So I'm going to get the call most likely today about my dog. That being said, he's probably 70%. As far as being a dog again.
That's great.
And being obnoxious and awesome and rowdy. So that's that part. He's still underweight a bit. But today should be the day where the doctor calls and gives me the idea.
Mm.
So it's kind of a bit of preparing myself. But still, as old as he is, and he's been through three cancer surgeries, a 30% shot, like, I'm happy. I'll hold on to that rope. So I'll know today. That's update one.
Okay.
A lot of people are asking, and the thing is, I just know people have tons of real problems in their own lives, and the fact they keep asking about my dog, I'm very grateful and thankful.
Your dog means a lot to you.
It does mean a lot to me. So that's one. Number two, update. So yesterday, I was listening to the pop station, and they were playing that song by that guy from One Direction, Liam Payne. You know I love it when the music stops, but come and strip that down for me. I know, it was good, right? I thought it was good. So I took it and I put it on my Insta story. And I was like, I like that dude's hair. So I got a haircut like the guy from One Direction.
Is that what's up with your new haircut?
Yeah. You know I love it when the music stops, but come and strip that down. I went and I was like, I want to get a haircut like the guy from One Direction.
Okay.
So
I knew you had a new look, but I didn't know what inspired it.
Yeah, I didn't know you were Nyharin.
No, this is Liam.
Oh, Liam.
Oh, Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Payne.
Yeah. That's that one.
But I went in and I was like, just give me the One Direction.
So you had to show the picture.
Kind of, but I'm still in my 30s, so don't go totally. But people were giving me a hard time online about it last night. I just try things. But that's update two. I know that my hair is different.
Yeah.
And if you want to know what inspired it, well, here you go. You know I love it when the music starts, but come and strip that down for me. Yeah. One Direction inspired it. Thank you. And it'll grow it into itself.
Hey, you know, stay young.
If you have to something, it's probably not that good.
You know.
It's like when someone says, listen, no offense. No, you're about to get offended. Yeah. Or like, hey, I'm not trying to be rude.
But.
There's a funny meme that's like, if someone says they're not trying to be rude, either they're about to be rude or R. Kelly's about to start singing.
I'm not trying to be rude. But, that's it. You got it.
There you go.
Do we know any of the words besides that?
No.
Yeah. Toot, I'm not toot. Trying to be rude. Hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. No, what?
Yeah. What?
Got to fall up in the grill.
Okay, stop it.
Yeah, that's it. Google it.
I don't think so.
There's a new diet that I want to tell you about. Did you see it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, I'll tell you about it.
I think we're talking about the same thing.
The model girl's doing?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you in a second. There's a Victoria's Secret angel. She talked about her diet. She's 25 years old. If she can see the sun, she eats.
Oh. No, that's not the diet I was talking about.
Explain.
Well, I don't get it.
If she sees the sun, she can eat. If she cannot see the sun, it's nighttime, it's almost bedtime, she doesn't eat.
Oh, wow.
And she burns food. I don't know.
She burns food, burns calories, or fat? Getting overnight?
No, like, she's not eating before she goes to bed. And she's making sure if it's nighttime, she just doesn't eat.
Okay.
Got it.
So that's the diet, the sun diet.
Wow.
Also, here's the thing that's unfair. And it's unfair to women in general, is that a Victoria's Secret angel is more rare than a professional athlete, for like a NBA player.
Yeah.
It's, and it makes it look like They're everywhere.
Like, oh, if I just eat with the sun, I can attain that?
Yes. And it's totally unfair to females.
Yeah.
Because they're everywhere. They're on every magazine. But that's more rare than the NBA players, the professional athletes of the world.
Wow.
Really?
The genetic part. Yeah. But you wouldn't think that because that's all we see.
Man, those angels, they're doing something right, though. Whatever
no,
they're
doing.
They're born. I'm telling you what.
Well,
man,
I mean, I think they
I
still
like
work hard.
Okay, great. But you have to be genetic. To be a professional athlete, you'd have to be genetically blessed already. Right. Except for bowlers. You can just practice and be a bowler.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
Don't hate on
some
those
bowlers, man.
If you practice enough, you can be a good bowler. I don't care.
Okay.
That's one of those where if you just put in the time, I bet you could do it. But you can try all you want. You never dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
If you don't genetically have it. What diet were you talking about?
Oh, the sleep diet. Where you, like, you put yourself on a really... Because, you know, when you do a food diet, you put yourself on a really strict diet and you follow it. Well, a lot of people don't see the importance of sleep, so you put yourself on a strict 30-day diet where you're like, I'm getting 8 hours of sleep every night. If that means sacrificing time with friends, family, whatever, I'm on a diet. Like, sorry, guys, got to go. I'm on a sleep diet.
Like the greatest diet ever.
See ya. I'm on a sleep diet because people forget the importance of sleep.
I saw where people were taking pills to make sure they slept, and they would sleep like 12 hours.
What kind of pills?
Sleeping pills.
Oh.
Duh.
I was reading this story about how this asteroid's coming closer to Earth. Do you guys see this in the news?
I saw it.
This is going to be, and I've said this for years, what makes us finally get along? Like countries, political parties.
When we're all at danger?
Yes. When an asteroid's coming, and we have to combine our resources to figure out how to shoot. It's Armageddon, the movie, but when we really have to call up Kim Jong and be like, dude, what do you have?
Yeah.
Because we're all going to die if this asteroid hits us. And that's how we're aliens or an asteroid. It's going to be something that makes us all go, well, we have to get along.
So you don't think some people are still going to be stubborn about it?
What are they going to do? No, because they're going to die too.
I don't know. I feel like they're like, if I die, I die.
They're all the Russians?
Ivan Drago.
What is that saying? If he dies, he dies.
That's Rocky IV. Like someone like Morgan number two, who was born in like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know what that is.
She probably doesn't even know who Rocky is.
But she knows Apollo probably more than Rocky.
She doesn't? She's saying she doesn't.
No.
Do you know the movie Apollo?
Yeah, I do know that movie.
About the boxer?
Yeah.
Okay. That's from an old series called Rocky.
Oh, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Well, I know the new ones, but.
Like, do you know E.T.?
Yeah.
Okay. What year were you born?
1993.
Whoa. Dang, dude. I was into music hardcore in 93. Like,
me too, dude.
That was like my heyday.
Me too.
That was like Garth, Tim McGraw, Nirvana.
Pearl Jam.
I mean, that was it.
Yeah.
And she was like coming out of her mom's
vagina. I can't believe you just had to explain to her who Rocky was through Apollo.
Yeah. No, but
what was that movie's recent?
I know.
Yeah. There's a whole story out though about college freshmen today and what they... Like, if they're going into school now, they don't know Justin Timberlake as a solo,
a band member?
A band member. They only know Justin Timberlake. Yeah, so they barely, these kids, that this year's college freshmen, were born in 1999. They barely know anything except smartphones. They've never used a floppy disk. They don't even know Napster is a real thing, only a failed brand.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Morgan number two, did you know Napster? Did you ever use Napster?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no way.
Napster.
LimeWire was about as close as it came.
That was kind of like the crappy version of Napster. That was like they bust in your room and your dorm room and take you to jail and you get a virus. Yeah, that wasn't good. They only know Justin Timberlake as a solo artist. They didn't know NSYNC. Isn't that crazy? College freshmen, no.
That's too bad. They need to get themselves an NSYNC record.
They miss on the good part of life because that was the best part of our lives.
Yeah, floppy disks.
Boy bands.
Yeah. I used to play Oregon Trail on floppy disks. I'd crush it, man. These Tiger Woods pictures have been hacked. Lindsey Vonn, his ex-girlfriend, his phone was hacked, and in her phone was naked pictures of her and naked pictures of Tiger Woods.
But not Miley Cyrus, right?
Different hack.
Oh, okay.
But she's the one out, and Tiger Woods is the one out.
Different phone.
Talking about it.
Wow.
Some other people got hacked, too. But Lindsey Vonn released a statement about the cell phone hack. She has threatened anybody that puts them up, they're going to sue. Tiger Woods doing the same thing. And so, Catherine McPhee, you remember her from American Idol?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, Kristen Stewart. I don't know who Stella Maxwell is, but they were all hacked.
How old is Stella?
I don't know.
It is. Probably, because I'm like, if we don't know who she is, she must be like some young star.
But I didn't look at them, even online. I feel like if someone hacked into my stuff, and I don't even have naked pictures. No one wants to see my junk.
Stella Maxwell is a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, she...
She's 27.
But I'm just saying that's pretty dirty.
All these people have naked pictures in their phone?
I guess everybody. So I guess that's crazy. A thing. Yeah. A younger thing.
I didn't know that.
Here's Stella for you. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay.
She's pretty.
I'm just showing her.
Yeah, she's an angel. Duh.
Yeah, I don't have any. Do you have any naked pictures?
No.
I have no naked pictures. I have
zero.
None.
Bobby's is like
the only things that I would
dog.
Have. Here's the one thing I did one time is I took some pictures of me in my underwear, and it was just like in, like not whitey. They were blue, but they were like briefs because I do before and after when I would get on a different workout, and I keep that. And then I ended up giving that phone to a buddy of mine. Like, I'm done with this phone. You can have it, whatever. And
he had it?
And he was like, why are there pictures of you in underwear? It's because I would like to see before and after.
Yeah.
But no, I never take any ding-dong pictures. But I don't think girls even like ding-dong pictures. Here's what I think girls like about ding-dong pictures.
What?
Now, so
I'm
there's
tell
girls
you.
That like them.
No, I'm going to tell you why. They don't really like the ding-dong picture. They like that a guy will send it if they do.
Oh.
It's not about that because that's not attractive. I mean, I'm grossed out by my own, so I can't imagine.
So they're testing the guy to be like, would he do
it's
this
like,
for me?
Right.
Oh. So they ask for it?
I mean, I get lots of requests.
You too. Stop.
Wow.
Okay.
I have this whole joke in my stand-up act. I don't care. I won't tell a joke all the way, but like I literally can't open the Snapchats I get sent to me from listeners anymore. And the whole joke is it's like the worst game show ever, Ding Dong Roulette, because I hit them and people just send pictures of their wieners for no. I don't
Why?
Even know because it's funny to them.
I don't understand.
They do?
That.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Well, like, this isn't part of the joke. They do?
No, that's why the jokes come from real life situations.
Right. I had no idea that you get real
yes,
pictures.
Yes, guys think it's hilarious to send me pictures.
I don't
of
think
Ding
that's
Dong.
Funny.
I don't either.
Do not
so
do that.
I don't open any of them anymore.
Do you think they do that just like to a lot of people or just you?
They probably just think it's funny to do it to me. Because they're like, hey, Bobby. And they were, and I'd be like, oh! But I stopped. I don't open them anymore. That's a terrible. Like, I like No Whammy. That's fun. I like Wheel of Fortune. I don't like Ding Dong Roulette.
That's the joke. I like it.
Funny alone.
That's knee slapper.
Thank you very
much.
You
know, the newest trend, though, like, is when, like, women are at bars and they have their AirDrop on. Guys are sending, just airdropping them to any phone that's connected to AirDrop.
So, that's a thing?
Yeah.
That sucks. Like,
AirDrop roulette?
No.
That's what they're doing.
But you have to accept it, though, too, because my AirDrop comes on.
But sometimes the photo
but it
pops
shows
up,
the photo.
Accept, and you can see it. Like, that's violating.
That, you know what? That
it's
is
like
that is a
going,
kind of digital assault.
Yes.
Like, digital sexual
go.
Assault.
Like, the people that, like, you're running on the trail, and then they stand there naked, so you see them running. You know, I don't know. Like, that's like that. You can't, you're running, you're mind your own business, and bam, there's a naked person on the trail. You're like, whoops.
But does that happen to you? That's a random thing to just come
out
on
the trail? What happened on the trail?
And we like, because again, you're okay, so you're walking by the lake at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, right?
You're wearing yoga pants.
Yes, the guy got arrested. Remember, there was a guy on Lady Bird Lake in Austin. My friend was running. She saw him.
No,
I mean, it was like, and he was a repeat offender. It was bad.
Well, I don't have any on my phone.
I don't either.
Hack away. Yeah. Would you have preferred a school uniform or regular clothes?
Oh, uniform. I wore regular clothes to school, but I would have loved me a uniform. It would have taken so much stress out of my life.
I would have liked uniforms as...
Probably yes, for different reasons, but...
Yes. Yeah. Just for me, because I couldn't afford the cool clothes, and I think that takes some of it out of it. And so now it's like, do they take... And some school uniforms aren't exact uniforms. It's... You have to wear a khaki pants and like a blue or a white shirt.
Right.
It's not exactly like the Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of.
It's
when
not
I
like
think
plaid.
Yeah.
School uniforms. Lunchbox, you're a regular clothes guy, I bet, huh?
Oh, yeah. I like regular clothes because it gets to show your personality. Like, I mean, I still remember sixth grade, I got to wear a Dream Team shirt, the basketball, and I thought it was the coolest shirt ever. And if I had to wear a uniform, I couldn't wear that once a week. And I wore it once a week.
You're proud of that one, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling you, it shows your personality. Yeah. You can go and you can get a cool shirt, and you're like, yeah, all right. Or, you know, different jeans with some holes in it, you know, whatever.
Dang, you're living the life back in the day.
I was living the life.
You want to hear something totally radio nerdy? So this is our voice guy.
And now Bobby sniffs Luke Bryan's armpit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the voice guy. Here.
Amy tells Thomas Rhett she'd like to be his wife.
Hey, well, he's actually in the studio for the first time ever, like, hey, Steve, walk up to the microphone for a second. So this is the voice guy.
Wait, this
guy.
Dude does it?
That's yes. him.
You had no idea, Lance, did you?
No, I was going to get ambushed.
Here,
like,
so here, see, put, which one, where am I at? Put Eddie's headphones on. So
this, I had no idea this dude did this.
Wait, man, I didn't do my warm-ups.
So, like, this is him talking
seriously
about
doing this?
Bobby and Maren Morris geek out over their drama club days.
Okay, now say that back just as a normal human.
Oh, man. What was it again?
Here, do this.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Oh, man, that was the one I had so much trouble with. We had to redo it like 1,000 times.
Just say, here's Amy's pile of stories.
Play it again.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Here's Amy's pile of stories. Does that sound the same?
It's so weird that the voice...
What's the other one? Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
That's it.
Wow. Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Isn't that funny?
That's awesome.
Oh, wait, who's the girl? That's not you.
That's my wife.
Girl,
his wife does
okay.
Melody. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What? The female voice.
Yeah.
She yeah, does. Do you want him to say anything, Lunchbox? He's the voice guy's in here right now.
I do his story of the day. That's me, too.
Whoa, that was pretty good. Like I was about to say.
The Bonehead?
Yeah.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
How do you go up that high?
I don't have a very deep voice, so I mean, it's kind of easy. Man. Story of the day. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Bobby.
So you do this in your house, and you do shows and different things all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's your...
That's just what we do, yeah.
Him and his wife, they both do this for a living, the new voice.
That's so fun.
Yep. So say Luke Bryan in the next 10 minutes.
What's my direction? How do you want it? I mean, do you want
promoting,
it cool?
You're promoting Luke Bryan's new song coming up in the next 10 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
In the normal Bobby thing? Okay. Luke Bryan coming up in 10 minutes on the Bobby Bones Show.
There it is. Dude,
was that okay? Was it solid?
That's it. That's solid. Right there, Steve.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Is that weird, T-Lunch?
Luke Bryan in 10 minutes. Do I have a chance?
Wait, what did you
do? I was
it,
trying out.
You killed it.
I was auditioning.
What? Just let him do his job, Lunchbox.
But maybe he wants to hire me as a part-timer.
A
oh, boy. All right. Well, behind the scenes there for you. So there's this whole story from Business Insider that about successful people and the things that they do and what they have in common. They talk to all these successful people. They're like, hey, you know, list your things that you dedicate your energy to. And so here you go. When they have free time, they all do this. What do you? First of all, what do you guys do in your free time?
I got it.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Nap.
Nap. Okay.
Got to be rested to be successful.
What do you? What do you do in your free time, Amy?
I like to walk with my husband. I mean, I have other.
I didn't
things
laugh.
I work on.
They're laughing
yeah,
at
I
you.
Didn't
How
laugh.
Is that free
no.
time?
That's cool.
Sometimes I
Eddie, what do you
read?
Do in your free time?
Go outside. Something yeah. outside.
Park.
Anything.
The number one thing that really successful people do is reflect. They keep a journal. They write. Oh. They keep notes.
I've tried that. It doesn't say much.
Like, what am I going to reflect on?
Yeah, like when I've gone on trips, like, you know, I feel like I'm going to have this deep discovery. Like I went to Kenya for 2 weeks and I took a journal. Like a weekend I had like.
Doodles.
Yeah. Just like I was drawing. Like, oh, so.
Number two is napping.
Yeah!
Yes! Oh, good one.
Rest and creativity. Walking is at three.
Woo!
What?
That's me.
Reading and then experimentation.
Is it?
Dang, that's none of us.
What do you mean? I experiment?
Like how?
With what?
With different activities?
What? I don't think that's what it means.
What does it mean?
I think it means
unless
new things and being okay with failure.
And I read too, so I'm good. I read the internet.
You read books as well.
I read the internet.
I read Instagram. The Bobby Bones
Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so in Kenya, they have really long lines when it comes to voting, but they have this rule in place where if you've got a baby with you, you can go to the front of the line.
Wow.
So people have been renting babies.
That's like people in line at, like, for example, there's a barbecue place in Austin. They would a kid would go and stand in line, and you could buy him to stand in line for you. And he would go up because it would take 2 hours to get in line to get the barbecue. And so he would you pay him to stand in line and get the barbecue just like you're renting the baby.
That's cool.
Like I don't when stories are on like Kenya or Indonesia or I never really relate to them Because I'm always like, it's crazy over there. Like, this isn't, it's like somebody grows a tail. I'm like, well, that didn't happen in Kentucky. Yeah. That happened in somewhere like that I've never been.
I know. I just thought it was crazy that, I mean, could you imagine if it's like, that's how voting was here? And it's like, if you got a baby, you go to the front of the line. And then it's like, hey, you want to rent my baby? And they legit have been renting them. But they figured out a way to stop it. They started putting ink on baby's fingers. So if you get to the front of the line with your rented baby and they notice ink on it, they're like, back of the line.
They X their hand.
Ooh, wow, like
back
club.
In the day. Electric cowboy. Sorry. Get the X on your hand. Yep.
Then well, we all go to the bathroom and try to wipe it off.
Yeah. Try to wipe it hard. Come on.
Yeah. Eddie thought of you when I saw this one because a guy ate Domino's pizza for a year and he actually lost weight.
Okay, this is very misleading.
Yes, why? I agree.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, he was just saying that, you know, fitness gurus were telling him you can't work out and, you know, maintain your fitness. Work out, eat pizza every day and maintain your fitness. He's like, I'll show you. So he did Domino's every day, documented on Instagram under Pizza Apocalypse. And he actually lost weight. But who knows if, did he only eat one pizza a day and that's it and his calories were way short?
He worked out all the time.
Yeah.
It was not a sustainable lifestyle. He would eat and use that as fuel to work out. It's still not good fuel. It's like putting crappy gas in your car. Mm. You're still going to get there, but it's going to beat your engine up.
Yes, correct.
So, but what he did, though, is he worked out a whole lot. We wouldn't be able to do that. We have regular jobs.
Yeah.
Sure.
But he was pretty dedicated.
Misleading.
And how do you eat pizza every day? Like, I don't care. Any food every day for a year, you would be so disgusted with it after
be
a while.
Famous.
Yeah, I'm sure he got tired of it.
I mean, he did it for a reason. Yeah. What else you got?
Okay. What is the new rule with guys? Like, do y'all still do the 3-day rule when you're dating? Does that still exist?
Like, let me explain my dating life.
Morgan number two.
Well, let me answer first.
You have a girlfriend?
Here's my dating life.
You have a girlfriend?
With my girlfriend.
Okay.
Pull up the phone, FaceTime for 5 minutes. You're busy? Yeah, me too. Let's talk to you tomorrow. Boop. That's my dating life. Thank you. The end.
Wow. Okay, well, let's say you're going on a first date. Do you play the game of like, I'm not going to reach
that
back out for
so
3 days?
No, I don't think so. Hey, Morgan number two, how old are you?
23.
Hey, by the way, what happened with your boyfriend? Because you said yesterday on air he doesn't post any pictures of you. You post tons of him.
Yeah, did he hear us talk about it?
No.
He didn't bring it up?
No, I was honest.
Yeah?
And he got a little mad.
He got mad at you?
It lasted like 5 minutes, though. He got over it pretty fast.
Did he post a picture of you getting mad?
No.
No, so he's still not
posting.
But
that didn't change,
still
huh?
No pictures have been posted.
Wow.
What's the rule? Like, if you meet a guy, can he text you the next day?
Yeah. I mean, I would hope he texts me later that night, like if he drops me off and be like, I had fun with you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And guys are like, no, you gotta wait, man.
Yeah.
You gotta make them wait.
I think that's like a 1980s thing.
Oh,
though.
Is it?
No, well, my point of this is because they did a survey and 68% of men still like to play it cool and wait almost 3 days before following up after a first date.
Mm. You know why that is? Because...
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you, philosopher over
here's
here, I'll teach you.
As he calls
I'm gonna teach you something.
Go ahead.
So, the longer you wait, they're like, oh, man, I had a good time. Then they start losing hope. And then when you hit them on that third day, it's like, whoo! It's like a swell of emotion and excitement. And it's like you thought you were losing them, but they throw that string out there and they save you. Boom. It's a lot more gratifying. That night, it's like, I already got them in my back pocket.
So you would hold off.
Hold off.
Would you ever like stonewall them harder in 3 days?
Yeah, if you really want to be into this girl and you're thinking it's going to be serious, go 4 or 5.
That's games.
That's so dumb. That's risking like, so
nope.
much.
Yeah. I've been busy.
That happened with me and my husband, but I didn't know he said he was going to follow up with me when we first started dating, and I didn't hear from him for like 3 weeks. But
and I gave Amy great advice,
3 weeks.
Amy came and said, hey, what do I do? And what did I say?
I don't remember.
I said, he's not into you. Get rid of him.
Look at you now.
I remember Amy and I, she was like, I started to see this guy, and he hasn't like messaged me back email in like a
we
week and a half.
We were emailing, and it's fun. I still have the emails. I go way back. I'm like, God, I was really working it hard on the email. Like, I look at like how funny I was trying to be, and I probably wasn't.
I was like, he had emailed you a week and a half? Cut him.
Yeah,
he's just using you.
But he was in the Air Force, and he had no idea he was about to get sent to some training thing where they like took away his cell phone and like locked him away somewhere for a while, and I had no idea at all, and he didn't either, so he had no way to tell me. So I just thought he'd flat out quit communicating with me for 3 weeks. Luckily, he got his phone back and told me that it was all an Air Force exercise.
Or did he do the lunchbox and stonewall the crap out of you? And now you married him like a month later.
Exactly.
That's
when you got
true.
That email, I bet you were just like,
a swell of emotion.
A swell of emotion.
Say.
Did you not?
No, it worked.
Do you have anything else over there?
You're a genius.
No, I mean, we can cut it there,
all right.
I guess.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Mr. Bobby Bones. You know, sometimes you'll say something on the air sometimes, and it's not that you get in trouble for it, but who, when you're talking about the person, they're listening. And my girlfriend was listening just now. She's on the phone right now. Lindsay's on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
So I guess what I said was, let me explain my dating life to you. And I said, this is our life. I get on the phone and we talk for 5 minutes. It's like, hey, I'm busy. And she was like, hey, I'm busy. And then we go, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And then she hit me with that O-U-U-U-U-U-C-H.
Ouch.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch, yeah. Yeah. So I thought I'd put her on the phone real quick and let her give her side of the story. Because she's very busy. And I'm very busy. It's like I'm dating myself, which I've always wanted to do, by the way.
That would be, I get it.
I'm glad, and I agree. The fact that you're busy and the fact that I'm busy is a great thing, because I think we understand each other. But I hate that you just negate it so quickly like that. You're like, oh, yeah, we just never see each other, or I haven't seen her since January, or, you know, we just never talk to each other.
Oh, the other day he said he hadn't seen you since, like, 2005.
I know, and it drives me crazy because we're really busy, and I travel a lot, but I really try so hard when I am home, even if it's once a week, to make the time that we have together special, and it just seems like, Bobby, you just kind of write it off.
Okay, she's being a girl right now. Like, she's being
You know what she is, though? A girl.
I mean, like, yeah. She's being so overdramatic.
I don't think so.
Are you serious? She's like, and I just get so hurt when you're like, oh, I haven't seen. He hasn't really not seen you since 2005. It's not like he's being literal. He's being sarcastic and embellishing and like making it fun, but you take it to heart like, yeah, we haven't seen. No, he's seen.
Yeah, but these
you.
Are her feelings. This is how she feels. So she's sharing it. So now that I'm hearing
I'm
her
sharing
side.
Mine.
Yes, I think Bobby's being funny and sarcastic, obviously, but she's right. I mean, he should be like, maybe you could be more like, yeah, I never get to see my girlfriend, but when I do, like, it's awesome.
First of all,
because you did get to see her the other night for like an hour.
Thank you, Amy.
Or two.
Yes.
First of all, if you don't mind, I'll take the floor.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's your relationship.
Thank you very much. My show. Thank you.
Show.
Oh, your show. Yeah. Your show.
She was in town for like 12 hours this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrated her having the number one country album. It was a big deal. So bought some sparkling grape juice. And we
That's very sweet of you.
But you know what? She went, and she was only home for a bit, so she went packed, she went and worked out. She had a bunch of stuff she had to do, too. So even that time was cut short. But we had just a little bit of time. And then she hadn't slept in like 3 days, and then she went right to sleep. So it was like, what do you want me to do?
That hurt your feelings a little bit?
No!
Well, you should.
Bobby, you should say a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta
just say.
No, he's a little guy.
Just say yeah.
Why does he have to lie?
I just keep it real.
Oh,
KIR.
Yeah, that's what guys do. We keep it real, and we
yeah,
just
right.
want we just want explanation. Just kind of like, let's just communicate simply. Like, all right, is this good? Is it not? Whatever. But man, girls just like to. I'm with Lunchbox a little bit. Girls
Thank
just
you.
Like to kind of.
Yeah, we feel a little more.
Lindsay's not
deeply.
Dramatic though.
By I'm the, not dramatic. I'm just saying, you know, we do get to see each other a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I say on the, I make
right,
jokes
which
about
Which is
things.
What you said.
Bobby yeah. wouldn't have been with her this long if she's dramatic.
Yeah, we get about a good 5 minutes a day, 20 minutes a week, and, you know, it fills our cup.
I mean, your cup.
By the way.
That was a very sarcastic laugh by yeah. her.
Where are you right now, Lindsay?
I am in Raleigh on the plane.
Oh, you're on an airplane right now?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you going?
Yep. I'm flying to San Jose.
Oh, RDU. Wow.
All the way across the country.
All the way across the country.
That's a long flight. You're in the news, by the way, today.
I am?
Yes, I will read you the story. One of the best compliments Lindsay L. gets is from young girls who tell her she is the reason they're learning to play guitar. Lindsay started playing guitar when she was 8 years old, which explains why her skills are off the charts, the story says. The cool thing is it's not going unnoticed. She's now a musical role model for other young girls. So there you
That's
go.
That's crazy. I did hear Amy say that this morning. Yes. Thank you, Amy.
Well, Amy didn't write the story. We just read the stories.
Maybe she thinks I write them. Stop.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess
your
cup is
full. Oh, you're so wrong. I mean, you do have a busy day.
Well, guys, she's going to be in San Jose. It's a time difference.
She's
I mean,
got like a five-hour flight.
Yeah, and she's going to be tired.
Oh, my goodness.
But like,
wow.
But it is crazy because anytime I have a little quick block, she's on the road. Anytime she has a quick block, I'm on the road. So this is it.
It's y'all's life.
It is.
Well, like you said, it's like your perfect relationship.
Okay, now I got the
Here
tone.
Here we go.
Now there's tone.
No, no, no. Explain. Explain, Lindsay.
Everybody just got hit with the tone I get hit with sometimes.
Dang.
Last night I was talking to her at like 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., because it was the only time we could talk. And I don't even stay up that late. And I was up. I heard this, them talking over the airplane. All right. I'll let you go. You
no one some? Pays attention to that.
No, I need her. I need her to know the emergency protocol in case
well,
the plane goes down.
What happened at 10 when you talked?
It was just really late.
Oh, you're trying to get points for staying up late to talk to her?
Not, yeah, and I was cranky, and she was cranky.
And y'all both got tone?
Did we get tone with each other last night?
I mean, we were both really tired.
Got turned.
Yeah, so, okay, you both got tone.
So you both got tone.
Okay.
The problem is that
you're getting off the phone for sure.
Whenever you do only talk for a few minutes, a week or a day, and you're tired those few minutes, it makes it tough because the only time you spend together, first of all, is virtual, and secondly, is in a upset mode.
Yeah,
it does. And you're trying to convey so many different things and emotions and things that happen in your day in a few minutes, and it's hard sometimes.
All right, well, I'll let you get to your flight, and I'll catch up with you in September?
I'll catch up with you later.
All right, bye.
She does not think you're funny.
All right. No, she. Hey, Lindsay, there.
Yeah.
Lunchbox said you don't think I'm funny. Hey, Ray, put Men Up for a second.
Man.
So.
Oh, is this a song she wrote about eating funny?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So I just want to play the first line of it. Lindsay has a song called Mint, and it's like 70s keys and like electric guitar. And so let me know when it's up on the wall because I want to play the first line. And so we were talking, and when she wrote the song, it's a direct. Here's the first line. Here he goes. This is her talking about me when she starts singing. The song's called Mint from her album, The Project.
I may not laugh at your jokes like I used to.
That's dirty. I'm just saying that's dirty.
That's all you need to hear.
That's dirty.
Okay, but even you said you were like, Lindsay doesn't laugh as much as she used to, but when I do get a laugh out of her, it feels really good.
Yeah.
I remember when you told me that.
Yeah, and then you said this.
You may not open the door quite as much as you did before.
Wow.
Thoughts?
I mean, as the song goes on, I say what I do too. It's just as any relationship gets, you know,
more
comfortable a little bit.
Yeah.
But the chorus is all about how awesome it is and how it's perfect, and it's our version of perfect.
Yeah.
I don't text you all the time when I miss you.
Nope.
And you don't always tell me I'm beautiful.
Dang.
Every time you see me.
I don't even like how she leaves that gap.
Nah,
there's a gap.
There's a space.
You don't tell me that I'm beautiful. Every time you see me. It's like, yeah.
When the sun finds that horizon, you're the only one my eyes want to see.
Here's the chorus.
Baby, we're
they were meant.
Yeah.
We're good.
All right. Fly away. I'll talk to you later.
I know they keep telling me to put my phone in.
No, get kids off. You need press for week 2 of your album. Stay on the phone.
Yes.
Stand up right now
no,
and say, I refuse
right
to get
now.
Off my phone.
No. Okay. I'm going.
Push the door open.
No, make me get off the phone.
You want me to get off the phone? Make me get off the phone.
Getting the evil look.
Okay.
Well, you
no,
don't.
Stay on.
Do it.
Say, I'm staying on Wi-Fi. Come on. Did you hang out? See, and that's why we don't hang out that much. You know, see?
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Appreciate Luke Bryan stopping by. Had the premiere all day. You can hear that at bobbybones.com. He did say there will be a record sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas, a full record.
Yeah.
So, got a little news this morning. We'll see you tomorrow. I have a big night tonight. We're taping the ACM Honors show. And so, it's at the Ryman in Nashville, and George Strait will be there, and Chris Stapleton. It's a pretty heavy room, and there are, like, Dolly Parton, like, Reba.
Wow.
And, like, everybody has their head place cards, and I was like, man, I wonder if I have one, because, like, important people did. And then I walked up, and I had one, and then I was like, dang.
You're important.
No.
No.
No. But I was, like, the lowest tier one of all of them, but it felt pretty cool, because, like, there was a big George Strait one right up front in the front row.
Yeah, you're so legit.
Man. I mean, mine's outside on the steps.
the parking lot.
Yeah, outdoors. But I'm doing that tonight. I know you guys are going to the Brett Eldridge concert tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll all come in tomorrow just full of energy, just jam-packed. Thanks for hanging. We'll see you on Thursday. Appreciate you being here. Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.